Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Ariadna, a student from 6B. Today, our podcast is in English, our second language. Our interview today is to Abigail, the English teacher that teaches us in our school, Félix Rodríguez de la Fuente. Abigail is from Philippines, and she's very funny. She helps us with the English activities. We're going to make some questions to know her better. Come on, Rodrigo, would you like to start?
Yes, of course. How long have you been living in Salamanca?
First of all, good afternoon, good morning to you. I've been living here for 2 years and turning 3 years in September.
Adrian, would you like to ask the next question?
How did you adapt to life in Spain?
At first, it was not very easy because it's a different environment. But, you know, little by little, I learned to adapt the life here in Salamanca, just like when you eat churros con chocolate and you drink coffee all the time. So I learned to live what is it in Salamanca, and I like it.
Ivan, next question for you.
Okay, yes. Is Philippines very different from Spain?
Yes, in terms of weather, they are really very different. So here in Salamanca, it's very cold. Although in summer, a little bit warm. But in the Philippines, the whole year is very warm.
I am Daniela. What do you like most of the Philippines?
I like the warm weather because you don't wear a lot of, you know, a lot of clothes every time you go out of the house.
My name is Julia, and my question is, why did you choose Salamanca?
I chose Salamanca because Salamanca is the city of Spanish language. And I remember when I started learning the language, one of my professors told us about Salamanca. And I think she finished her degree here in Salamanca. And Salamanca is really very popular. At Instituto Cervantes, they always tell us about the city. They always promote the city if you want to have a language immersion in Spain.
My name is also Julia. What is your favorite place in your country and why?
My favorite place is, of course, Manila, where I live and where I work. And, you know, Manila is a big city and Manila has a lot of opportunities to everybody. That's why I like Manila.
Jimena, could you ask a question, please?
Sir, what do you think about Salamanca?
Salamanca is a beautiful city. It's not that big, it's not that small, and it's easily, you know, to adapt, especially for foreigners like me. And another thing is, you know, the cost of living is not that high. You can walk every time you go to school. So if you fail to take the bus, it's okay because the transport system is very nice, very affordable to all foreigners. And it's very quiet. In the afternoon, especially siesta time. I like siesta time, you know. After school, I eat my lunch. After eating my lunch, you know, I take siesta. But actually, siesta here is a break time, right? So the city is very quiet. The people are enjoying to eat lunch. So that's one thing I consider and I like most in Salamanca.
I'm Sergio, and my question for you is, are you coming next year?
Yes, it's my last renewal, and I hope I will finish everything I have started in Salamanca. And it's, you know, it's really very fulfilling, and this program helps me a lot to enhance my skills and to improve my Spanish language, because every time I hear the people, I learn a lot of things. And with the nice accent, I easily understand what they are saying. So I think it's, you know, Salamanca is a very nice place to learn everything. So it's not only you contribute, you know, your knowledge in the program, but also it gives you a lot of fulfillment. That's why I opted to take the last renewal here in Salamanca.
What do you do at the university?
I am studying and I'm pursuing my doctoral degree in Espanol Investigación Avanzada y Literatura.
What differences do you find between Salamanca and Manila University?
Actually, they are almost the same. It's just that the medium of instruction is different, right? So in our country, the medium of instruction is English, while here, majority of the courses are in Spanish. And I think it's beneficial to both, right? For foreigners and the locals.
What is your favorite activity at our school?
Of course, a lot of activities. So every time we have speak up activities, I am enjoying listening to you guys. And aside from speak up activity, if we have festivals, right? So you are good at doing art crafts, and I enjoy looking at your projects. And aside from those festivals, programs, and excursiones. Okay, so last year we went to Ledesma, and I enjoyed a lot. No, and it was really a fulfilling activity, fulfilling job as a language assistant.
Are students different? What do you think?
You are almost the same. No, students are students. No, there are no differences. So both, I easily acculturate the culture of the students here. So the same as what I did when I first started to teach in our university. So it's almost the same.
Do you prefer primary children or adults at the university?
Both. Because you learn a lot from pequeños like you, young ones like you. And you learn a lot also from young adults. So I like both.
What Spanish tradition is your favorite?
Oh, a lot of Spanish traditions. So when I first arrived here, I witnessed the 8th of September, the feast day of Virgen de la Vega. So there are lots of parque de atracciones in the city. And then what I love most is every time they sing in the Plaza Mayor. I think that's the group of, what do you call that? Group of music students, they are singing at the Plaza Mayor. And then every time springtime, the start of springtime and summer, I love the Lunes de Agua because it's the same as in our country. If we start summer, we go to the river to have picnic. The only difference is that if there is Lunes de Agua, I think to have barbecue time in the river is not allowed. So that's the only thing I miss. But I love Lunes de Agua. I'm looking forward to having that activity.
Tell us about your feelings in Félix Rodríguez de la Fuente School.
My feelings about Félix Rodríguez, actually, I am really very happy with the assignment that they gave me. It's not only Félix Rodríguez, but also José Herrero. No, I am enjoying my place here as a language assistant. And when I return or when I go back to my country, I have a lot of unforgettable memories with the students, with the colleagues at Félix Rodríguez because, first of all, my colleagues here are very welcoming, very warm, same as the students. So I did not have any problem to be with them. I am enjoying my role as language assistant in both school, Félix Rodríguez and José Herrero.
Nos ha contado que lleva 3 años aquí y que para adaptarse hace lo mismo que nosotros, como beber café. Filipinas es diferente porque el clima allí es bueno todo el año y aquí hace frío. Lo que más extraña es el buen tiempo.
Ella escogió Salamanca por ser el lugar donde mejor se habla español y es el mejor lugar para estudiarlo. La gente es muy amable. Aquí estudian doctorado en literatura.
En cuanto a los estudiantes, no hay mucha diferencia. Ahí es todo en inglés. En el cole, su actividad favorita es el chocolate con churros. Las clases le encantan y, sobre todo, tener tanta tecnología como pizarras y ordenadores. Ella prefiere a los alumnos de primaria. Y en España le encantan la Virgen de la Vega y el lunes de aguas. Los sentimientos que tiene es de una experiencia inolvidable con nosotros y los profesores.
Thank you very much for your answers, Abigail, and your time with us. We wait you in the next podcast.
Don't forget, you can listen this podcast and more in iVoox, Los Podcasts del Félix, and also in Twitter at SingSayFélixRock.
You pick me up all the pieces perfectly. Saying picture cotton, cotton, don't you wanna let me in? Well, your eyes look like mid-July.